Relatives of four American citizens who were brutally killed in Iraq in 2004 testified on Capitol Hill today. The relatives were mothers and widows of men hired by the private contractor Blackwater to provide security in Iraq. They said the men were given inadequate armor and weapons to do their jobs. The families have filed lawsuits against Blackwater. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was among the most gruesome images from the war in Iraq, four American security contractors killed in Fallujah, their bodies mutilated, dragged through the streets by an angry mob, and strung over power lines. The four were employees of Blackwater USA, a North Carolina-based private firm that has been hired to provide protection for U.S. officials in Iraq. But the families of those killed on that March day say Blackwater failed to provide what the men needed to protect themselves. Among those testifying was Donna Zavko, whose son Jerry was a former Army Ranger hired by Blackwater.
He had his discipline, he has his know-how, knowing the Middle East as he did, but they didn't give him the tools to work with. They just simply sent him out there to die.
The relatives of the dead Blackwater employees say the company ignored requests for armored vehicles, for heavy machine guns, even for a map. They said the men on the Fallujah mission requested they be sent out in three-man teams, but the company refused. Appearing later before the same House Oversight Committee hearing, Blackwater General Counsel Andrew Howell defended his company's conduct.
The mission they were on that day, at that point in time, given the threat that was, as it was known on the ground in Iraq, the norm was not to have the third person.
The relatives of the men killed in Fallujah have filed a lawsuit against Blackwater, saying they want information from the secretive company, not a financial reward. The Blackwater contract is part of a massive overall contract the government awarded to Halliburton Company, and Blackwater's involvement was a subcontract. Republicans on the panel came to the defense of the Bush administration's practice of contracting out everything from meals to security in Iraq, and argued that today's hearing was not germane to contracting oversight. Republican Daryl Issa of California said the relatives were using the hearing to try their case.
The role of having you three bereaved women here.
There's four of us.
I'm sorry. Thank you. It's a good thing I learned to count early, but not well. Having you here to tell us about your loss when, in fact, it's the subject of a lawsuit that's ongoing. And, in fact, this committee has no jurisdiction here.
Catherine Helvenston Wedengill, mother of one of the slain Americans, answered ISA this way.
We're subcontracting out our war. I understand there's 100,000 contractors over there, and there doesn't seem to be a law that applies. They literally can get away with murder.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department, which has been investigating contracting abuses, announced today the indictment of three former Army officers and two civilians. They're charged with diverting $3.6 million in Iraq reconstruction money for their personal use. The money was allegedly to be spent on expensive cars and watches, real estate, and plane tickets. Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty announced the indictments at a Washington news conference.
Thousands upon thousands of courageous and patriotic soldiers and civilians from the United States have devoted themselves to the mission of creating a free and democratic society in Iraq. We will not allow a handful of greedy individuals to undermine the self-sacrificing labors of these heroes.
The 25-count indictment was announced one day after the House Oversight Committee heard testimony from Paul Bremer, former head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, about how $12 billion in Iraqi oil money was doled out without any accounting. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.